Well, good morning everyone and welcome to another online Sunday service for the Leeds Chapel. My name is James Tidyman, one of the leaders of the church, and I'm going to be taking us through our time this morning. It's really good if this is your first time or if you're not a regular with us. Thank you for tuning in and we pray that you would know God's blessing and presence as you do so. I want to begin with some words that will hopefully prepare our hearts to worship God and also prepare our minds to receive the word that we will hear a little later on from Colin. They're words from Jeremiah chapter 31, and I'm going to read from verse 31. And this is God's promise to his people that in the future he is going to make a new covenant with them. And he's going to describe in this passage what that new covenant is and some of the blessings that will come with it. So Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with our ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt. Because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. It's a wonderful promise that God gives to his people in the Old Testament. And there's just three things that we can see there about this covenant. We see the privilege of it. We see God saying to his people, I will be your God and you will be my people. We read that no more will anyone have to say, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, says God, from the least of them to the greatest. This is the privilege of the new covenant, that we belong to God and that we know God. We read also here about the power that comes from this new covenant. God says, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. In a similar passage to this one in Ezekiel, God says, I will take out the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you so that you can walk in my ways. And that's the idea here, that God is going to literally write his law on the hearts of his people so that they can obey him, so that they can walk in his ways, so that they have power to live the way that he wants them to. Privilege and power. And then right at the end, we see the pardon that comes with this new covenant. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is the glory of the new covenant, the privilege of knowing God, the power that we can have to walk in his ways, and the pardon, the full, complete pardon for all of our transgressions and sins. But there's one thing that isn't mentioned here in this passage, and that is the price of the new covenant. The price that would need to be paid in order for people like you and me to enjoy this covenant, to be in this relationship with the living God. It's not until the New Testament where Jesus sits down with his disciples and breaks bread and pours out the wine into a cup and tells them to eat this bread and to drink this wine in remembrance of him. It's not until then that we see the price of this new covenant. Jesus in that meal makes it clear that it was through his death, his excruciating death on a cross, that the price would be paid so that people could enjoy this new covenant with God. And the first song that we're going to sing reminds us really of the price that was paid, but also of the love that underpins this new covenant, the wondrous love that God has for people in this world. A love that was willing to send his one and only Son to pay the price for our sin so that we might be his people and so that he might be our God. So I'm going to invite you as we begin our time together to sing that song, O Wondrous Love That Will Not Let Me Go. Please use the links that have been emailed to you or the links that are there on our Facebook page. Well, I'm going to pray now and ask for God's blessing to be upon us as we meet virtually online, as we come to hear His word, as we come to engage our hearts in worship of Him. Let's pray that He would bless us. Let's pray that He would meet with us, and let's pray that He would encourage us. In Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, we read, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your wondrous love. Thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you for your unfailing kindness. Heavenly Father, we come this morning and we recognize you as the great God of heaven. You are the creator and sustainer of all things. You are the Holy One. You are the King of Kings. You are the one who is seated above every other authority and power in this world. You are the one who is clothed in splendor and righteousness and justice and truth. You are the one before whom the angels bow, and day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The whole earth is filled with His glory. And yet, Father, as we come, we recognize that you, this great God, love the people that you have made. Father, we thank you that though we don't deserve it, you lavish your love upon us. Thank you that if we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are members, participants in this new covenant. We have the privilege of knowing you as our God and as our Father. Thank you that your power has come to live in us, to work in us, to change us, to help us break the habits and patterns of sin that bound us previously. And Father, we thank you that you have pardoned us. You have forgiven us for our sin. You remember our sins no more as we come to you, as we confess them, and as we plead that the blood of Jesus Christ would cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. So, Heavenly Father, we come this morning to worship you, to worship you as the God of the new covenant, a God of covenant who makes promises, wonderful, glorious promises to His people and will always fulfill them, who will always keep His promises that He has made. Father, we praise you for that, and we pray that as we come to worship you this morning, that you would lift our eyes, lift our gaze above the brokenness and the pain and the perplexity of this world, to see you in all of your splendor, all of your glory, and that we would be reminded this morning of your covenant-keeping, unfailing kindness and love. So bring glory to your name, we pray. Bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ, the one who came and the one who laid down his life for the sake of sheep who had gone astray, sinful sheep, rebellious people, who didn't want anything to do with him, and yet he loved us and he gave his life for us on the cross. Father, we pray that you would be with us now and bless us and help us to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've already seen that in the new covenant there is this promise of power that God would write his very law on the hearts of his people, that he would change their hearts, that he would give them hearts that could obey him, that he would put their spirit into them. And we're going to be thinking about that a little more as Colin comes to share God's word with us later from the book of 2 Peter and chapter 1. But the next song that we're going to sing reminds us of this power. The song is, "Who is there like you? Who else would give your life for me?" And there's a line in it that declares, "Your power at work in me is changing me." And again, picking up on this idea that in the new covenant there is power to live as God would have us live. And it's wonderful encouragement to us, isn't it? Maybe we feel we're stuck in a rut. Maybe we feel we're bound by certain patterns, certain habits that we can't seem to break free from. Well, this song, this truth reminds us that there is power. There is a power at work in us if we're Christians that is changing us. And it gives us hope that we can be renewed and transformed. And it also calls us, doesn't it, to continue to work at our Christian lives, to continue to work more and more with God's strength to be the people that he would have us be. So again, please pause this recording and sing that song, "Who is there like you, and who else would give their life for me?" Well, we're going to turn to God's Word now. As I said, Colin Tamplin will be preaching for us. And in a moment, you can head over to the Facebook page and watch that message that he has recorded for us. But before that, I'm going to read from the book of 2 Peter and 2 Peter chapter 1. This is the book that Colin will be taking us through over the next few months. A helpful book, a book full of encouragement in our godliness, encouragement in our faith, pointing us ultimately to that day when we will be with our God forever in glory. So 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm just going to read from verse 1 down there to verse 4. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Well, in just a moment, as I said, Colin will be speaking for us on that subject. You're welcome to go and watch the message there on Facebook. But as we listen to that in our homes, let me pray. Let's pray that God would be working in us to change us, to make us more like Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your promises. We thank you that your promises are true and trustworthy and reliable. Again, we thank you for this promise of the new covenant that you have fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. In his life, death and resurrection, he has inaugurated this new covenant, where we can know you as our God, where we have power to walk in your ways, where we have pardon for our sin. And Father, ultimately we have that hope that one day we will be with you in glory, and all of our sinfulness will be done away with when we see Jesus as he is. We will be like him. We will be transformed completely into his image. Father, we know that there is a lot to be done before that day. We read here of your divine power, which gives us everything we need for a godly life. Father, thank you that you have given us all the spiritual resources we need to be your people in this world, awaiting the return of Jesus Christ. Again, as we thank you so many times and so often, thank you that you have not left us as orphans, but you are with us by the Holy Spirit. And we pray that as we watch this message now, we would know the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray that we would know the presence of the Holy Spirit. Pray that we would know the conviction of the Holy Spirit. But Father, we pray as well that we would know that comfort of the Holy Spirit as he reminds us that we can change, as he reminds us that there is hope for our conduct, for our characters to be shaped and molded and fashioned by you. And Father, I do pray for anyone who's listening this morning who isn't a Christian. May they see that it's not by their good works or moralizing their character that they can be right with you. It's only because of the blood of Jesus Christ. It's only because of his work for us there on the cross that they can be right with you. Maybe even through this message, may they come to see how far they have fallen short of your glory. And Father, that they might see their need for forgiveness from you, and that they might bow the knee to Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. So Father, we pray that you would meet with your people now through your word, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to build us up. And as we are built into that temple that is fitting, befitting your glory, Father, we pray that much praise and glory would be given to you. And Father, we ask all of these things in and through the name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, please head over now to the Facebook page where you can watch the message that Colin Tamplin has kindly recorded for us on 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 1 to 4. Well, we're going to close our time together by singing the song, Holy Father, Rich in Mercy. It's a Trinitarian song, that is, it addresses each person of the Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And it's a song of praise, but it's also a petition to God, the triune God, that He would be at work in our lives, that the Father would lead us to the new creation, that the Son would lead us from one degree of glory to another, and that the Holy Spirit would break the chains of sin's destruction. So as we close, I thought this is a fitting way to do so, in light of what Colin has shared from 2 Peter, praying that God would be changing us and transforming us, that we might participate in the divine nature, that we might become more and more like our God. So please record this and sing that song now. Well, as we close our time together, I want to read some verses from 2 Corinthians and chapter 3. It mentions in that song that we've just sung about God leading us from glory to glory. And this is the passage where those words come from. And we read, when anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away, this veil that is over the eyes of our hearts. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate or gaze upon the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Heavenly Father, this week we pray that we would more and more gaze on Your glory. And as we gaze on Your glory, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we would be transformed into the image of the One that we are gazing upon. That You would cause us to go from one degree of glory to another. That more and more we would look like You, participate in Your nature, resemble Your character, and show to a watching world what it means to belong to Jesus Christ. Bless us and be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.